to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the man who committed his life to you, who you committed your life to him. And remember, we did this before the Lord, in obedience to the Lord, not the state. But speaking of the state, I have been, unfortunately, really busy on that today. First, let me say the postcard that went out today went to Julia. And since I don't know her address, I sent it to the last address I have in North Carolina. So hopefully she'll get it. But so that's on its way. I have started writing, and it is the response that will be sent tomorrow. That is the plan to the Davidson County Court. It is already getting fairly substantial, and I am concerned because I am struggling with the woman I love. The woman I love has made statements that would be appropriate for a politician. In other words, full of half-truths, full of deception. And I find this most unfortunate. It is not, you know, we are called to speak parousia as a follower of Christ, clearly, boldly, and openly. What my wife did in what she wrote is deceptive. And I'm sorry, I can think of worse words, but I can't think of a better word right now for that. So I am answering in detail the accusations made against me. And I really hate doing this, because this should be something between my wife and myself. But, you know, I would think that if you turn to the state, it's a shameful thing. Oh, who said that first? Oh, yeah, that's the Lord. 1 Corinthians 6. Well, the Apostle Paul, and I would contend he's speaking on behalf of the Lord. So, my wife has placed the state above the Lord, again, violation of the first of the Ten Commandments. And so, as I pointed out, I struggled with the last several chapters of Acts and Paul's interaction with the state at the time, Rome. And so using that model to the best degree I can, I am making my case, but I'm making my case based on evidence, and I'm providing complete evidence, because what you will find is I link to the documents, all the documents that have been, a lot of them. There's been a lot. So they're now at the family.kozlowski.org site /gov. It's there. I've even included things like, for example, there's a video of the interaction I had when the sheriff delivered the papers. So, you know, because there was a a comment about that I may be a threat to law enforcement when they deliver stuff. And there's a whole bunch of evidence, including that video. I would suggest a complete fabrication, because the evidence shows the opposite. The evidence shows the polite interaction I've had. Now, the thing that has to be clear here, it is like the interaction with Jim Cross. I am clear, bold, and open. So when he does things like twist scripture, I point out that he's twisting scripture. And again, I've become a little bit more clear as I continue to study the scripture. The difference between dilos, being a coward, and phobos, or phobia, being fearful or respectful. Because one is a fear of the unknown, one is a fear of the known. Simply put. That's the difference. Gee, I wonder why we don't usually hear these kind of things on Sunday morning. Well, that's another issue. But what he is doing is one of the two. And if he has a fear of the known, then his fear would be that I am correctly proclaiming Scripture and he's afraid of the Scripture. That is really condemning. So saying he has a fear of the unknown, in other words, he's acting cowardly, is actually more polite. Think about that one. Really, think about that one. Calling him a coward is a whole lot better than calling him fearful of God, because that's the fear of the non-elect. Because when you fear God because you don't obey him, that's the evidence of being the non-elect. If you fear God in reverence to him, that's the evidence of being elect. And how you do that? By keeping his commandments. How do you keep his commandments? Again, they're very simple, they're very blatant. You love him, and you love your neighbor as yourself. The reason you love your neighbor as yourself is because you can't see him face to face. So therefore, if you can't love your neighbor that you can see, how can you say you love him who you can't? 1 John, again, I pointed this out yesterday, I think. And if you can't love your neighbor, specifically someone who's trying to reconcile with you, me, the Lord says you're a liar. And this is not, you get a slap on the hand. This is your toast. This is a really big deal. And it's not my desire for Jim Cross, for Renda Cranes, for Chris Bitterman, the gentleman I'm trying to reconcile with, who continue to run and hide. They've all received postcards. They run and hide. And of course, most notably, my wife. So it really concerns me because I'm showing a whole bunch of evidence. I'm putting the documents, I'm putting the evidence right there in front of you. It's a waste of time. But I love my wife. And I want to reconcile with her. I really want to reconcile with her. But we can't reconcile on a lie. We have to reconcile on the truth. So I'm setting before you the truth, which brings up again the often repeated verse in the last few weeks. Have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? It concerns me. So that email should go in the mail tomorrow. Again, it is large and detailed and a lot of supporting evidence. I'm sorry, basically every accusation my wife made, I give evidence why it's fallacious. And it concerns me because my objective is not to belittle my wife. My objective is to protect my wife, to love her, because I do love her. I love her intensely. Speaking of, in the process of, because I had to collect some things that have not, you will find that it's a very organized. I've been working for years how to organize information to make it clear, to make it easily available. So when you're at one place, you can say, oh, what relates to this? And here it's right there in front of you. So I've been striving to do that, but it's a lot of work. And there are a lot of experiments that I've been doing. So obviously the Kozlowska.org site has been one of the places I use for that. And the family.kozlowska.org site, even more so, because there's a whole lot of data there. I mean, a lot of data there. But so some things that were not there are moving there for two purposes. One, obviously the reconciliation effort, but two, because I want things available for my family in years to come. And I found something today that is my wife singing Love Crucified Arose from July 30th of 1998. It's online. And listening to that voice just brought joy to me because I'm intensely in love with the lady. It's been over 20 years since she sang that. I'm in love with that lady. And I'm sorry. I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm also a husband. And I will contend, as I've stated before, marriage begins with sex and ends with death. I'm not dead, neither is she. My commitment to her is total, as the Marriage Defined and Commitment Beyond video states, which is actually linked in the email. And in an effort to love her in obedience to Christ, again, it's the Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. So how did Christ love the church? He gave himself up for her. Well, and, you know, that was, you know, part of it. But look at the whole package. You know, the marriage relationship is a reflection of Christ's relationship with his elect. I mean, this is clear. It's blatant. It's consistent from Genesis to Revelation. We're the bride of Christ, the elect. He calls himself the husband to his elect. And so it's a consistent message. And he also says, I will never leave you or forsake you. So the husband should never leave or forsake his wife. This is clear. This is not, I don't think it's rocket science. My wife abandoned me. I will not abandon her. I'm really delighted that I can strive to reconcile. I'm terribly disappointed the techniques I have to use. But I love my wife. I love my kids. And I'm going to strive to do what I can to reconcile my family, even after all these years. Okay, one other thing. I will maybe remind you with a link in the email. You know, I started sending out the postcards, and they're all online. You can see the images. I take a picture of them before I send them and put them online. So Julius is in the mailbox. Well, no, it's gone. You know, another one will go out tomorrow. At least that's the plan. And so they're online. Thus far, I've had a response from Jim Cross. Actually, because, you know, they're the ones I'm sending out specifically that are online, I've actually sent out a couple others. You know, there's the one on the top of Big Frog Mountain, which, you know, that's actually online too. But there's also, you know, I've sent it to other individuals. And I receive comments that I find encouraging. But besides that, I think the only response I got thus far has been Jim Cross. And he came out with some polite words. Then I responded. I attempted to be polite, but again, complete, open, honest, and not pulling any punches. Not pulling any punches in the sense I'm trying to be vulgar against him, to put him down, but to reconcile with him based on the truth. And he went silent again, which is typical, which is unfortunate. But again, it's typical. And dare I say, it's cowardly. It's not loving. It is simply unloving. But I'll send you the link. And, you know, the email that I did to him has a detailed description of the difference between cowardly and fearful or respectful. But, you know, and a whole lot of other things. And some explanation of at least some of what has started, you know, anyway, it's there. So I'm going to leave that to you. I got long again because I really hate sending this email. But the plan is, because my wife went to the state to respond. And I hate it. But I love my wife, and I love my kids. My assumption is, by the way, that I will send this out, and when I send it out, I will send it out to the court and send copies to my normal list, because the document said I'm supposed to send it to my wife. So that will go out there, and I really wonder if they respond, if they do a reply, if they do a reply all, you'll get back past the blocks, won't it? And you'll have that email in front of you. My kids will have it. And I wonder what they'll think. It is my hope that they will see that it is the husband and dad who's striving to reconcile a family. And at least one of them will say, I want to do that. My door is open, again, to my kids. They know the line. My home is your home. I will never cast you out. And to my lady, my wife, I love you, and I want you back.